Chapter 2, Talking Trees. Ethan walked further out to his favorite secret hiding place, not too far from his neighborhood. Heading out into nature, where he could find peace and clear his mind. This is where Ethan would find ways to connect with the forest wildlife and heal himself when he had a bad day and needed to lift his spirits. Ethan loved just listening to the birds and the rustling of the trees in the wind, with a flowing river streaming, and all the beautiful sounds of nature. The different species and variety of trees caught his interest immediately. So many kinds of trees in one forest. I wonder how many types there are around the world, Ethan thought, rubbing his chin. He watched the gigantic stems, running his fingers over them. He stared at the millions of leaves on a wide tree that swayed in the soft breeze. Wow, Ethan stopped to admire a tree that was different from all the other trees. It had tiny, fluttering leaves that were a bright pink color. They looked like little butterflies perched among the ranges of large green trees. You are different. And I know it must feel bad. But do you also think that everyone should be the same? Ethan spoke to the tree, touching its light leaves. Ethan moved towards the marshes and gazed around the wetland. The vegetation around the swamps was unique. Ethan came across a large bark tree, spreading its shade to a far distance. He decided to rest under the enormous tree as the shade cooled his body from the afternoon sun, and the soothing sounds of the forest relaxed him. His eyes slowly began to flicker shut. Ethan had another emotionally draining day. He loved the rainforest, where no one was there to judge or bully him. Ethan felt so relaxed being in nature, listening to the quiet sounds of the forest. He fell into a deep sleep under the giant tree so deeply that he began to snore out loud. He slowly fell into a dreamlike sleep state as the birds chirped and the insects buzzed within the forest. "Hey!" A loud voice said out of nowhere and startled Ethan. "It's time for you to wake up." Ethan jumped up with a scary look on his face as he looked at the large tree behind him. Huh, his eyes popped out in shock, and he was a little scared looking into the face of the tree. He could not believe it was talking to him. "Those are my feet you have been lying on, young man." The tree wiggled its roots and stretched its branches like a human, flexing its arms. Ethan was still staring at him in awe, his mouth hanging open, as the ground began shaking underneath where he was sleeping. "What are you staring at? Never seen a tree before?" The tree bent forward, branches folded on its trunk like someone with their hands on their hips. "Of course I have," Ethan said, blinking in shock. "Though I have never talked to a talking tree before," he admitted, still staring at the large tree with a face. The tree uprooted, and its thick roots began taking giant steps around Ethan. "Whoa!" Ethan fell on his back, startled at the animated huge tree before him, walking like a gigantic troll. The tree chuckled and lowered one of its branches. "Come, let me help you up. I prefer to get up on my own, thank you, Mr. Tree," Ethan exclaimed as he pulled himself up and dusted the mud off his pants. Ethan shifted slightly towards the back. His eyes were still wide, but his heart rate was not beating as fast as it was with the initial shock of seeing a talking tree. "Okay, so Mr. Tree, how did you come to be?" Ethan sat there for a while, thinking of the right words. Still a little dazed, confused, and nervous, Ethan carefully began to question Mr. Tree. "So large and so alive. What's your story?" The giant, humongous tree raised its branches high, standing tall and strong as it began to tell Ethan its story. "I am the oldest living tree in the Meadow Lane Forest. They usually call me General Sherman, but you can call me Mr. Tree. As the wind began to blow, the sound of Mr. Tree's leaves rustled through the breeze as he started leaning and swaying toward Ethan. "I speak on behalf of the many other brother and sister trees in Meadow Lane. We have been here as trees, standing tall, rooted, and watching. I am here to bring you an extraordinary message. As the oldest tree, I am part of the life force and Mother Nature's earth, just like you are. You see, yes, we are trees, but we have many things in common with humans, too. Just like humans, there are many different types of trees in the world that look different. We have a large variety of colors, shapes, and sizes. Some trees are fatter than others. Some trees change color. Some trees are darker or lighter than others. We can be found in millions of places. However, as a tree, we too have many similarities. We all have limbs, leaves, branches, roots, stems, and flowering buds," Mr. Tree explained as he waved his giant leafy branches. "We all need water and sun. Just like you. You may sometimes need a haircut. We trees often need trimming, too. But as part of the tree family, we all have essential roots that run deep into Mother Earth's ground. We trees create oxygen for the universe and let flowers and fruits grow on us." Mr. Tree paused and took a deep sigh. "As some of us, trees never grow fruit or leaves. But because some trees look and act differently, we don't go out of our way to hate on other trees because they look different. That would be a total waste of our oxygen and your oxygen, too. Our differences make us unique and special. Our similarities connect us and make the world interesting, bushy, and beautiful. No tree is superior to another tree, as we work together to support the habitat of the world. Now, imagine if all the trees in the world looked the same. Then, planet Earth would be a dull and not very interesting place to live, wouldn't it?" "Here is the question of the day," said Mr. Tree. "What would the world be like if everyone looked the same? What would happen? How would you fit in or stand out? How would you make your mark in the world?" Ethan listened to the tree intently and waved his hand to ask a question. "But don't you think it would have been a perfect world if everyone looked the same?" Ethan asked curiously. "Let me show you something, young man," the tree said, pointing his branch like a finger. The forest floor before Ethan began to glow with fluorescent light. Then, suddenly, a door appeared in the distance. Awestruck, Ethan followed the tree to the door that glowed bright and white. Ethan was now engulfed with the most beautiful, mesmerizing views he had ever seen. The tree then began singing a melodic rhyme. "Striding down the forest floor, let me show you the trees some more. Look at that tree, large and wide, with little mangoes hanging down the side. The mango tree from Bangladesh is a massive tree with a unique shape. Here comes another one, with a thick bark that stands bare and alone, covered in greens from top to bottom, looking like a cloud of green cotton. With a thin bark and hundreds of branches, the maple tree of Canadian ranches. Shining bright as the sun, the golden oak is the next one. It's found in Cyprus with sparse leaves, which gleam golden among the other trees. Ah! Look at these diverse plants. Don't they make a beautiful land? Look at that unique royal oak. It sways under the sun as it soaks. Oh! Look at that tall tree touching the sky. It's so peaceful to see it sway by. It's from Haiti, so wonderful and calm. The large leaves belong to the royal palm. This one is another. but they live under the same shining rays. Ethan loved the rhyming as he danced, watching the beautiful vegetation of trees join together. It made the forest look mesmerizing. I hope you had fun. The tree beamed down at Ethan. That was amazing. I wish humans were like the trees and not so hateful because we look different, Ethan said, frowning at the tree. Luckily, that's not the way all humans treat each other. But I still wish I could fit in, and that's why I still wish everyone looked the same. Then the world would be a better place, at least for me, Ethan said sadly. Better be careful what you wish for, son. It sounds to me like you need to find some real friends that will like you for being yourself, said the tree. May I suggest you do your research, said the tree, before making these drastic wishes and entering an unknown territory. Mr. Tree explained, I don't want to be a preachy tree, but the evils of the world will try to make you feel that you are not good enough and that something is wrong with you. But the truth is, something is wrong with them. Because if they were happy with themselves, they wouldn't be picking on you or anybody else. Do you see? Asked Mr. Tree. Evil should never be digested or taken to heart, son. The tree began singing a song called, I Am. I am, what, I am so much more, nothing less than, and given through love, I am here on a mission. Ethan still insisted that everyone should look the same. Suddenly, a big, dense cloud engulfed Ethan, and Mr. Tree began to fade. It's time to part, Ethan. Maybe a journey to Welts will help you see the light. Welts? Where is that? Said Ethan, hey? Ethan called out, trying to wave the fog off his face to see Mr. Tree. But Mr. Tree suddenly disappeared as it began to rain and thunder. The sky turned black, and everything was dark for a moment. Mr. Tree, Ethan fearfully yelled, hello, are you there? Ethan was getting nervous and did not like being alone in the dark, out in the wilderness. Thunder and lightning struck as rain began to pour down. Suddenly, he saw a bright light inside Mr. Tree's large tree trunk, leading to a staircase. Come closer inside and walk up the staircase, said the tree. This is where you can see the light at the end of the tunnel and stay dry. Ethan slowly opened the tree door and climbed inside Mr. Tree's massive trunk. Following the light, Ethan cautiously began walking up the long staircase, thinking it was leading him to a tree house. Instead, it led him up into another open door. He heard Mr. Tree's voice, Ethan, open the door and step inside. He slowly creaked open the squeaky door as Mr. Tree instructed him. Your wish is now granted, said Mr. Tree. Huh? Said Ethan as he stepped into a strange, beautiful-looking world. Sunny with blue mountains and blue soil. But it was better than being in the dark, rainy forest, so there was no turning back. Chapter 2, Activities. 1. Color and draw a beautiful landscape of trees. Make them in different sizes, shapes, and colors on a piece of paper. Then, imagine, what would the world be like if all of the trees looked the same? Share and discuss with your teachers, friends, and family when you're finished. Take a photo of your beautiful artwork, and I will share your pictures of trees on the website. Email sisternebo@gmail.com. 2. Now, recite the 3 great things you like about yourself. Recite and remember these positive, kind words and say them to yourself every night or in the morning when brushing your teeth, combing your hair, or looking in the mirror. It helps to empower yourself with good thoughts about yourself every day. For example, I am kind, I am the greatest version of myself, I am handsome, I am a great friend, I am funny, I am a good person, I am getting better. Coping skills. When Ethan has a bad day, Ethan goes for a walk out into nature. This is one of the many ways Ethan learns to cope with stress, sadness, and anger. Activity number 3. List 3 things you can do to cope with stress, anger, or sadness when you have a bad day. Here are just a few coping skills and tips that can help you with your daily ups and downs. 1. Find a personal space where you can take time out to think and sort out your feelings. 2. Be creative. Draw a monster picture of yourself to express your feelings and emotions. 3. Deep breathing. Pretend that you are blowing up a giant balloon. Take a deep breath in, hold it for 2 seconds, and blow it out. Do this 3 times until your imaginary balloon is fully blown up. Think of it as a problem balloon. Release it and let it go. 4. Exercise is also important. Take a nice walk, do some jumping jacks, work out, play some music or your favorite song, or dance. Releasing the energy will uplift your spirits. Kickboxing, jogging, or bike riding in the fresh air can help too. 5. Take a nap. Sometimes, a stressful day can be exhausting, and a restful nap can usually help. 6. Talk to a parent, friend, or mentor about why you are feeling upset or down. It helps when you can talk to someone about it. You release the energy, and it doesn't stay all bottled up inside of you. 7. Laughter. Did you know that it is the best medicine to make you forget about the bad stuff? Try to find a good reason to have a good laugh every day.